Good morning, and it's Thursday, May the 6th, and all of this week we've been talking together about things that we miss, things like church, things like fellowship, things like gathered corporate worship together. And I thought this morning we would talk about a very specific thing that we miss, and several of you, many of you, have reached out and asked specific questions, and it's the question about the Lord's Supper. And my text for this morning, I chose the Luke version of it in Luke 22 and verses 19 and 20. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup, after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Some of you have asked, could we not do online communion? I thought about it. I had a conversation with Sinclair Ferguson about it. Every fiber of my being says, no, we cannot. There are just so many issues and so many complications. But when we come back, should we have communion? And many of you can anticipate now an issue that we are talking about. Now, one of the reasons, for example, that we have an individual cup is because of sanitation issues. When I was in my first charge in Belfast, where I was for 17 years, we had a single cup, and it went round the entire congregation, and I was the last one to have it, and I could tell you some pretty gross stories of what that cup actually looked like by the time it came to me. Folks suggested that we had a cloth, but the cloth only drew attention to the fact that it needed to be cleaned. And I don't think they use a single cup there anymore, but here at First Presbyterian we use individual cups. But what about putting unwashed hands, or even washed hands for that matter, into a plate of bread, and you're at the end of the row? It's going to be a problem. And if it's not a problem for you, it's going to be a problem for the person who sits next to you, in all likelihood. And I wish with all my heart that it wasn't a problem, but it is. And we're going to have to find some way to navigate that. Communion is such an important part of church. It's something that Jesus mandated, that we were to do this. And we were to do this and we disagree as to how often, and some churches have it every week, and we have it once a month. And I think that's probably about right. But I want you to know that we will think through all of the issues and come up with some kind of solution. And it may not be the solution that appeals to you, and I'm going to ask you to find it within yourself by the power of the Holy Spirit to help us right now and to keep the unity of the faith as we navigate some very, very difficult issues. As we break bread, as we drink from that cup, we fellowship with Christ who is in heaven. Our souls, as it were, are lifted into his presence. And it is a reminder that one day we shall have a glorified body like he has right now, and that we shall live forever. Well, tomorrow will be Fun Friday, and it will be fun. And you're going to meet a judge who's buried in our churchyard. But in the meantime, stay safe, keep social distancing. But be much, much in prayer, and the Lord bless you today.